This is the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles. Look for Wickles Pickles at a grocery store near you and bring those tangy and fresh pickles to your home. Now, here's Andy Burcham with another Talking Tigers podcast.
He held Auburn's record for three-pointers in a season for over two decades until 2019. Bryce Brown took care of that. Lance Weems came to Auburn as a sharpshooter out of Clay County High School in Ashland, Alabama. He played for his father in high school, Hall of Famer Jerry Weems. Before coming to the Plains, the Weems connection won back-to-back Alabama state championships. At Auburn, he played for the late Tommy Joe Eagles and Cliff Ellis. And by the time he was done, Weems held the Auburn record for three-pointers in a game and a season. Lance was part of the home court series recently, featuring former teammate and current assistant coach Wes Flanagan. That conversation is featured in this Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles.
Glad to be joined by a sharp shooter, to be sure, in his Auburn career, Lance Weems. We're glad to have you with us today. How are things going for you there in Hoover, Alabama?
Things are going great here in Hoover. Just going day to day. We actually have sports started back up here, so we're pretty busy at this time.
Wes, I was talking to Lance before we got things started here. I've been around here a long time, but I called Lance's state championship game his junior year. That's when they split it between Auburn and Tuscaloosa. In his junior year, they won a state championship, and I got to call his state championship game back then. And by the way, Lance, my office is still in Beardy's Coliseum, so that's where I'm talking to you today.
That's a nice place to be. I'm sure the office setup still nice there.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Well, I know Lance, man, just, you know, right before I came to Auburn, obviously I did my research on everybody. And, you know, coming into the program, man, I kind of got his background, and I knew he was kind of a, you know, Alabama legend. So, you know, as far as shooters are concerned, man, he ranks up there with the best of them. You know, you look at, you know, some of the record books and, you know, individual things that have occurred here at Auburn. And, you know, you got to include Lance Weems when you talk about, you know, shooting and three-point percentage. His name has got to be up there, you know, right up there with another guy by the name of Bryce Brown that I had the opportunity to be around. So a lot of my assists, you know, went to this guy. And I turned it over probably a little too much for us to get to the NCAA tournament. But when I turned it over, a lot of times I was trying to get this guy to basketball.
Well, I appreciate what you said there, Wes. Wes and I had a great time, and I believe that both of us had really good careers playing at Auburn. And anything that I accomplished, it wasn't on my own. It was with the help of all my teammates. And if I wouldn't have had a point guard like Wes, it would have been very difficult for me to get the shots off that I was able to get. Wes was really good about creating opportunities for the entire team. He could dribble drive, get by people, was really good about when help would come about finding that open person. It just seemed like him and I were on the same wavelength. He knew right where I was going to be at all times. If it wasn't for him dishing the ball off to me, I wouldn't have made the shots that I made when I did.
Well, vice versa. I thank you a lot, too, because you kept the bodies off of me, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I even gave Wes a couple of assists along the way.
Yep, for
I remember
sure.
One game I gave him an alley-oop. Wes come out of nowhere. I'm like, man, I got a point guard I'm throwing alley-oops to.
You guys have something else in common. Not only were you guys guards in the same era at Auburn, but you both had dads that are legendary coaches as well. And Wes, you and I've talked about your dad. Lance, talk a little bit about your dad and his influence, not only on you as a son, but certainly as a basketball player, if you would.
Right. He instilled the work ethic that I had growing up. He made me very aware that if you want something, not only in athletics, but in life in general, you're going to have to work for it. Nothing's just going to be handed to you. And he always gave me the mindset that if you go to the gym today or say you want to take a day off, just know that somebody else out there is working hard that day, and they're getting better than you if you're taking off. So you couldn't ever slack when it came to practices. Off time, individual practice, there was never really any time off while you know, especially him being my coach. And he also coached baseball and was the defensive coordinator in football as well. And I played all three sports. So I went from one sport to the next. I mean, so it was pretty much year round sports for me. And it was work ethic in all three sports, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. He's taught me a lot along the way. And it was a true blessing for me to be able to play for my dad. A lot of, you know, the majority of people are not able to experience that. Sometimes it's frustrating. I'm sure Wes can answer to that as well, but it all pays off in the end. And the first championship that we won down there at Auburn, my dad, I just remember him being ecstatic. And I run up to him, give him a big hug after the game. And it was just a memory of a lifetime. So it was a thrill to be able to have that opportunity.
No, Lance, man, let's turn our attention to basketball, right? So we get all a right. chance to kind of reflect or reminisce today, right? Arkansas. Obviously, that's home state school for me. And, you know, we had some great games here in Beard Eaves Coliseum, you know, playing Arkansas. And you were a big part of that, man, with some of those three-point, you know, barrages that you had. But I vividly right. remember, you know, playing Arkansas. I guess it was right after they won a national championship. And, you know, Scottie Thurman, Cordis Williams, some of these great names, you know, came to Beard Eaves. And they were ranked, you know, maybe number two or something in the country. And that day, a guy by the name of Lance Weems let everybody know, you know, that he was going to have to be dealt with that day. Let's talk about that moment, man, and how that felt, man, with that crowd and everything at stake that day.
Right. It felt really good. As I'm sure it felt good to you as well, just winning the game. But just, I don't know, leading into it, there were some things that happened, you know, a couple of days. It's kind of a funny story or whatever. But anyway, my childhood dog that I had, he wound up dying like a couple of days before. Yeah, I was a little emotional, you know, over my childhood dog. He was a good dog, a little black lab. Hmm. But anyway, I just remember walking out of the door that day, and I told my wife, and we were married at the time. I said, "This game right here is for Jackson." That was my dog's name. I said, "This one's for Jackson." But I mean, it's hindsight's 20/20. I mean, I'm playing for Auburn, you right. know, the bottom line. But just going into the game, shooting during our pregame warmups and all, I just had a great feeling. I could tell everybody on the team had a really good feeling. We're all hyped up, ready to play. And when that game started, I mean, it was on from tip to finish. And I kept getting passes from Wes, just open looks, whether it was coming off screens or having set shots. And I was just one of those days I was really feeling it. It was a real good feeling. I remember after the game, I was trying to shoot some guns, and I probably looked really silly doing it, but it was a fun moment. But that was a really good day, one that I'll always remember, and people still talk about it to this day. Sure. But when people, you know, they bring stuff up like that about all the accolades and the being the sharpshooter, it's kind of – I've always kind of been a modest person, so I don't want people to think that I'm bragging or boasting about myself. So it was a little embarrassing when people bring it up to other people that may not know me. I'll tell them what the records are, and I don't go too far in the depth. But with us talking here, I can tell you it was a very, very exciting day.
Hey, thank God for that Labrador.
Oh, yeah. I think we would have won that game no matter what that day.
I think you're right, man. It was a tough matchup for those guys, you know, having to yeah. deal with me and Moochie off the bounce. And then,
exactly.
you know, obviously you know, sitting around, man, waiting on us to kick it to you, and you just knocking it down like it was layups, you know what
right.
I mean? Tough deal for those guys. They out pressing, and you know it was tough.
Yeah, that was their mistakes when they're pressing, and we get through it. Yeah. Y'all were coming driving down, and I'm just sitting there by myself. When somebody's pressing, I know I don't have to work to get off a screen, and I can just sit there and just wait. That was fun. That's kind of like Auburn basketball is today. All these guys, you have a lot of shooters, which you have to be able to play that offense, but all they have to do is just sit there and wait, catch and shoot, and knock them down. I wish back, you know, going back, that you know, we would have been able to do a little more of that, but you got to have all those shooters.
Wickles Pickles is proud to be the new sponsor of the Talking Tigers podcast. From Saturday sandwiches to Thanksgiving dinner, that secret 90-year-old recipe has people from all over calling to get some of those sweet and spicy jars. Look for Wickles Pickles at a grocery store near you and bring those tangy and fresh pickles to your home. Made fresh in Dadeville, Alabama.
Lance, what was it like to watch Bryce Brown 2 years ago? And he took care of your single season record for threes, but not only to watch what he was doing, but that team and that run through the SEC Tournament Championship and then into the Final Four.
It was very impressive, to say the least. I was very happy, not only for the team, but for Auburn in general. It was just a proud moment for everybody, even people that maybe didn't follow basketball. But it was also a proud moment being a former player, being able to say, that's my team. I played for that university right there. And here we are in the Final Four. But just watching Bryce Brown do what he did, it was unbelievable. I mean, I knew he could shoot. I think the previous year he missed beating my single season record by one shot. That year, I knew he was going to break, and it wasn't a big deal to me. A lot of people would ask about that and ask if I was going to be upset or hurt or something that if he broke it. I always told him, no, not at all, because if he's making shots, that means Auburn has been successful and they're winning basketball games. And I could care less about the record. I mean, it's been there for 20-something years until he broke it anyway, so – I mean, it was about time, in my opinion, that we were good enough and had good enough players that somebody could break it. So, but I followed the game, watched the majority of them on TV, wasn't able to come to the SEC tournament, but my wife did, wasn't able to go to any of the tournament games other than the Final Four. But that was a really good trip. It was just a blessing to see Auburn in that spotlight.
Lance, you come from a basketball background. Father was a coach. You know, so you've been around sports all your life. You've been around great coaches. You live with one, right? You know, obviously we had Tommy Joe Eagles. We had Cliff Ellis. Let's talk about Bruce Pearl a little bit, right, and what you see from the outside looking in our program and the job that he's done since he's been here.
Both of those coaches were really good coaches, Tommy Joe Eagles and Cliff Ellis. Bruce Pearl is just a different guy. He just brings in so much excitement. And I know everybody's heard this time and time again, but people don't really know, like, as a player, what that means to you to see your coach in that aspect and that light, that he has so much passion and energy every day in practice, which I'm not at all the practice. I'm just assuming he's like that. And just right. From talking to you, Wes, I know that he's that way. He just has so much energy and passion. And you can also tell that he truly loves the kids. I mean, he's not going back down. He's not going to back down and not discipline any of them. You can tell he's going to get on them, but then in a minute he's going to pat them on the back and love them and build them right back up. And I just think that positive energy, it's been needed at Auburn for a long, long time. And I was so excited when he got the job because I knew what was coming. Right. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be 1 or 2 years or anything, but I knew from the get-go when he got here that the atmosphere and the energy and everything about it was about to change, and it has, and he's just done a tremendous job, and I know he's going to keep things rolling down at Auburn.
Folks may come to some baseball games, and they look out there, and they're like, boy, that guy looks familiar. One of those umpires looks familiar out there. How long have you been umpiring on the collegiate level?
12 years, I think.
Yeah.
But – yeah, I call a few baseball games. I try not to let too many people know that. It is a little different when I come to Auburn, not from the player-coach standpoint. I mean, I obviously don't want the opposing team to know anything, and I don't think, like with the non-conference games, many of them's really thinking about any of that anyway. It's just different because I know the people in the stands know me because – I mean, it's from the time I get there until the time I leave, I'm hearing my name being called out and, you know, things like, Lance, you got to call a strike. That's got to be a strike, Lance. Lance, you need to help this other umpire out. I mean, it's just things like that, and it's just it gets embarrassing, but but you know, when I am out there umpiring a game, I could care less who wins that game. I'm out there to do a job. I don't have a team favorite. I do not care. And I just hope that everybody would understand that, you know, from any umpire's perspective, that umpires do not care. They're not calling one way or the other. They're calling it by the rules and how they see it. And their job is to apply the rules and do the best job they're capable of and try to get out of there without any altercations coming up.
I think, Lance, obviously, man, like watching you, being around you, man, for, you know, 3 years, you know, I was fortunate, man, to, you know, obviously develop a bond and a, you know, respect for the way you approach things. And everything that you just talked about doesn't surprise me at all, you know, about you. You know, I watched how you, you know, prepare for, you know, the opponents that we played. I watched how serious, man, you took your shooting. I mean, you were one of the guys that stayed, you know, after practice and shot or showed up early to shoot. And, you know, if we could get, you know, more of our guys, you know, like that in this younger group, man, to kind of take it that serious, I think we'll be pretty good again, you know?
I think so. That's what I think about it in that way a lot, that if guys would spend more time in the gym just working on their shots, whether it's coming off screen, set shot. I mean, there's so many things that you could practice on. So there's never really an excuse not to be in the gym working on something. But I know you guys are instilling some work ethic in the players that you have down there. But I know some may try to be like individualized and think they've already arrived, that sort of thing. And y'all got to bring them back down to the real world. But I agree with you, Wes. If more people would, especially if you're wanting to be a shooter, if they would spend more time shooting the basketball, they would get better. I just remember everything my dad used to put me through. Yeah. And I think I've shared with you, even about your son, some things that I used to do, I could share with you that maybe you could, you know, start getting him to do. But you are exactly right. If kids would spend more time in the gym and instead of going fishing or doing some other leisure activity, that'd be a better basketball player.
I remember one fishing trip or some hunting trip or something where Lance shows up, man, one morning for practice, and he's got like a splinter some on, and coach is going crazy.
That's not a story that we can discuss here. That's for an alumni gathering.
Listen, Lance, we want to thank you certainly for what you represent, not only for your career, but what you've done in your life and your continued support of this Auburn basketball program. So we certainly appreciate you taking time to be with us today, and we wish you all the best coming up. War Eagle.
War Eagle, and thank you for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity. Look for great things in the future.
Lance Weems has a pair of daughters running at SEC universities. Presley is a senior running cross country and track at Auburn. Sister Ava runs at Mississippi State. For Lance Weems, Wes Flanagan, and the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles, I'm Andy Burcham. Be strong and be courageous. War Eagle.